President Bush begins the week on the road today in Des Moines. His official topic is congressional spending. In a speech to the Quad Cities region of Iowa and Illinois, the president will urge the House and Senate to show restraint as they finish work on the budget for the new fiscal year. The president also will have an eye on the budgets for the campaigns of Republican candidates for Congress in November's election. He'll attend a fundraiser today for an Iowa congressman involved in a tough re-election battle. It's expected that the president also will use the event to talk about Iraq as he tries to build public support for actions against Saddam Hussein. Joining me now are NPR's Cokie Roberts and NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Cokie, in the last week, President Bush seems to have achieved a remarkable turnaround in terms of the acceptance of his policy toward Iraq.
Well, since his speech to the United Nations, that's certainly true. First of all, in the international community, which is where it's most remarkable, but also in the Congress. The public has really been there all along, according to the public opinion polls, but even more so now in the recent polls. And in fact, in the last ABC poll last week, not the one taken over the weekend, the only place that the president was getting any kind of negative polling at all was on the question of whether he had brought along the international community, and the public was pretty much split on that. Every place else he was getting high marks, and now he's got it there as well.
Don, yeah.
Yeah, one other thing we're seeing, Bob, in the poll numbers is that the president's personal public approval ratings, how is he doing his job, took a jump upward again after what had been months of slow but pretty steady erosion in that number. So that's people responding, I think, certainly to the speech at the UN on Thursday, but also he was very visible in all of the 9/11 commemorations last week. But his personal numbers are going up.
What was all that seeming dissent about in August? Was there genuine disagreement in the administration?
Well, there were certainly very different messages that were being put out by different players within the administration. Different proposals were being pushed out there, and certainly different tone, depending on where you want. Secretary of State Powell was absolutely the voice calling for more diplomacy, calling for, it seemed, restraint and caution, at least, in terms of moving forward with the possible use of military force in dealing with Iraq. But at the same time, people like Vice President Cheney were out there giving a series of very tough speeches that seemed to leave no option other than the use of military force. But at one point, Secretary of State Powell did say that there are real differences. Those were his words, real differences within the administration. But we've also been hearing that he would eventually come around to whatever the president decides to do. And it seems now, as the president starts to firm things up and make that case to the public, that Secretary of State Powell is definitely on board.
Although he seems to, in a lot of ways, to have won inside the administration because it was so important to go to the United Nations. And the fact that Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, was supposed to have a piece last week before that speech to the United Nations talking about the values of preemptive strikes, and that piece was supposed to be in the Washington Post, was pulled, shows you that there's a difference in tone. But look, aside from what was going on, legitimately going on inside the administration and between the Bush administration 1 and Bush administration 2, there is also a political element to this. Whether it's intentional or not, it certainly is real. And that is that you've got everybody talking about Iraq or about the arrest of terrorists that's been going on or the commemoration of September 11th. What people are not talking about is corporate greed or pension reform or any of the issues, prescription drug coverage, any of the issues that Democrats think work for them. And so all of the conversation about Iraq through August, even though it seemed like it was very disruptive inside the administration, politically has worked for the president and for Republicans. It was basically, you know, don't throw me in that briar patch.
And they would like to get Congress to take a stand on Iraq before elections?
And I think that's likely going to happen. All of the comments from Democratic leaders and lawmakers has been that they want to get behind the president. Senator Kerry says he wants a resolution that can pass 100-0. Now, that would be a pretty wishy-washy resolution, I would think. And there is a question of what's in the resolution and when it comes, whether before or after a resolution before the United Nations. My guess is it comes before. First of all, it's easier to deal with the Congress than it is with the nations in the Security Council. And a lot of members of Congress want to get this out of the way, vote on Iraq so that they can get on to those other issues, and then use the congressional resolution in terms of negotiations with the UN.
Don, does the administration feel that it's won the Iraq issue?
I think they feel very confident about where this is going and that they are going to get the authority to do what they feel is necessary. The other thing they feel good about is there is a perception out there, and you can see it in these poll numbers too, that the administration has perhaps given ground. They're now saying that the president's now saying that he wants to work with Congress on this issue. And having gone to the UN last week, there's that message out there that he's looking for the world's support, that he's agreed to work with the UN to build some sort of consensus on what has to be done regarding Saddam Hussein. But in both cases, the White House also couples this desire and this willingness to consult and to find consensus with statements that that the U.S. is prepared to act, that even if it has to go it alone, because this is a problem that can't be ignored. So while there is a willingness to, as they say, consult, it's not clear at all that the president's position has actually changed at all.
Cokie, does this mean that domestic issues are totally pushed aside in this election year?
Hard to see how they come forward. You take a week like last week. Now, obviously, it was unique because of the anniversary of September 11th. But there was a lot of bad economic news last week, and arrest of corporate leaders and all of that. And that was simply not what people were focused on. It was Iraq. And as I say, these arrest of terrorists, which are quite remarkable, going on around the world, are going on in Pakistan, where they got one of the ringleaders, in Italy, in New York. And every day that you read about something like that and learn more about it, the more we are focused on the fact that the war on terrorism is going on, and that the possibility of further terrorism is real, and that is something that people care more about when that's, you know, the thing that we're reading most about.
So the president still going to talk about Iraq, or is he moving on to other issues this week?
Well, he is talking about the budget today, but it's hard to imagine that no matter what he says on the budget, that it'll bump Iraq out of the headlines. And he'll be raising money this week. He's in Iowa today. He'll be in Tennessee helping Lamar Alexander tomorrow. So that's an important part of his push for the next couple of months, because he really does want to have a Republican House and Senate. But the subtext for everything from here until Election Day is going to be Iraq. I mean, it'll really be front and center, even though the administration will say that, look, we are concerned about the economy and we are talking about these other issues.
It's hard to see, even if he talks about those other issues, how it helps Democrats, though, because, you know, they haven't passed a budget in the democratically controlled Senate. The Republicans in the House have inoculated themselves on a variety of issues. So it's looking tougher for the Democrats than they had hoped a week or two ago.
NPR's Cokie Roberts and White House correspondent Don Gagne.